My name is Lori Garce, and I'm the Associate Curator at Biltmore Estate. Well, it is a busy and festive time of year, so our restaurants are bustling, the house is bustling. It's another day of festivities at Biltmore, celebrating Christmas and Thanksgiving holiday. When George Vanderbilt was a year old in 1863, Thanksgiving was declared by Abraham Lincoln as being a national holiday. And so it kind of continued on that tradition of gathering with friends and family around the table. We see that to be the case throughout the Vanderbilt's time at Biltmore, but certainly during different years, it would be a very small gathering to a rather large gathering. We were very fortunate several years ago to receive a menu book that documented the meals that the Vanderbilts had for several months during the years of 1904, and one of those is Thanksgiving. So you can see they start with oysters on the half shell, and then they move to the consommé royale, which is just a clear broth soup that would have been supplemented with some herbs and molded butters and that kind of thing. And then the fish course. Fish was a very common course in the Vanderbilt dinners all throughout the year, so this is not an unusual serving. That came with a cucumber salad, which would have been kind of a, if you can imagine cucumbers, that would have been peeled and chopped up and served with kind of a vinegar, kind of as we do summer cucumbers today even. And then, interestingly, calf's brains, which organ meats were not, again, uncommon on the dinner table and were considered to be very healthy and a nice supplement to the dinner menu during this time. And it was served with mushroom sauce and then the traditional roast turkey, cranberry jelly, sweet potatoes, peas, and beets. So it made for kind of a colorful plate, if you will. It was interesting to be able to look at this and think about how the estate as a self-sustaining estate was able to feed into the food that was coming into Biltmore House. And we look at the menu from Thanksgiving dinner, and there was quite a bit that was probably coming right off the estate, from the cucumbers being grown in the greenhouses down in the market garden. The beets and the sweet potatoes were probably all grown right here on the estate. Locally, things were procured from the fishmonger. The Spanish mackerel to the oysters were probably procured right here in Asheville. My name is Lori Garce, and I'm the Associate Curator at Biltmore Estate.